朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
今天我们要讲第六个讲叫做全家的侍奉。
And this, we're going to come to the sixth topic, is the serving as a family.
整个家一起来侍奉神。
The entire family as a whole to serve God.
首先我们要知道一件事情。
The very first thing that we need to recognize.
我们为什么得救？
What are we saved?
为什么？
What are we saved?
To glorify the Lord.
To glorify the Lord, 很好哈。
Very good.
神救我们。
God saves us.
不是只是不要叫我们下地狱受审判而已。
It's not that merely that we would not enter into eternal condemnation and to be judged.
也不是只是要把我们从很多的痛苦啊、疾病啊、软弱啊、败坏里面救出来。
And not simply to deliver us out of our bitterness, our difficulties and our corruptions.To bring us out of those things. Those are all very important. And when we sing such a song, I am a sinner saved by grace, we rejoice with it because He truly has saved us. But brothers, the Lord is not only delivering us out, but God is bringing us in.
带进一个我们从来没有想过也没有进入过的一个境界
into a realm that we've never imagined before.
这个境界充满了属天充满了生命充满了神自己的同在
And this realm is a place that is full of God's presence.
你可以一直讲下去讲不完的
We can keep elaborating on this and we can't stop.
最重要的一件事情就是这个境界里面神在哪里
And the most important thing is that in this realm, God is there.
而我们这些得救的人居然可以站在神面前
And we who are saved stand before God.
我们可以来侍奉他
And we can serve Him.
因为这边这是一件大事情啊
This is a big thing.
以前有个小小的故事讲到那个大天使带这个小天使啊
There was a story that was told once. There was a big angel that led a small angel.
给他 practical training.
They gave him some practical training.
他们就在空中遨游啊。
So they were flying through the universe.
哇，这个一个星球一个星球，一个银河系一个银河系的带他去看。
And one star after another, one galaxy after another galaxy.
啊，他赶紧就伸手唱着。
The bigger angel could show that smaller angel this is what God has created.
那个小天使哇。
And the little angel is like, wow, everywhere he goes.
And
God's creation is indeed awesome. And then as they pass by a very small planet, the little angel, they don't want to look at it anymore. And the big angel all of a sudden stops.
Do
you see that little planet? It's called Earth. The little angel is like, what's the big deal?
你知道吗？这是在神眼中最宝贵的一个星球。
He said that is the most precious planet in God's eyes.
他真是不能明白。
The whole angel couldn't understand.
他说在这里，所有的人是照着神的形象，按照他的样式造的。
He said all the human beings were created according to God's image and His likeness.
这是什么？
And the little angel began to pay attention.
他说那是有一天。
And then the big angel says, and then one day,
亲自来到这个地球。
God Himself came upon this planet. And this little angel got even more surprised. He said, how is that possible? The heaven and the heavens above is not sufficient to hold our God. Why would He even find Himself in such a small planet?
It's
such a planet that the small angel doesn't even care about.
这个天文学家告诉我们，整个宇宙的这个星球，这个像海边的沙，甚至比海边的沙还多。
And
说不出来的叹息。
The stars and the creation of the universe is more numerous than the sand we see on the seashore.
那地球根本是算不了的一个沙。
And the earth cannot even be counted.
他告诉他说，神来过这里。
The angel said, God came upon this planet.
这里面的人把神钉在十字架上。
And the men of this earth nailed him on the cross.
为了救这个星球上的人，他把他的命在这里舍掉了。
For the sake of saving those who are on this planet, he gave his life.
那个小天使看过所有的星球，都让他感动，让他心疼。
And the little angel was awed at all the other stories of all the other creation. But when he heard the story, he began to shed tears.
Amazing grace.
It's amazing grace.
This
huge, awesome God. And all things come to existence through his word. And the angels, the scientists cannot exhaust their studying of what God has made.
That's a strange
But yet God loves us.
像爱你，像爱我。
God loves you and God loves me.
他为你流血，为我流血。
He shed his blood for you and for me.
他救了你，他救了我。
He saved you and he saved me.
最重要的目的，他不光救我们。
And the most important part, not only that he saved us.
他让我们可以得到他的生命，让我们活在他的面前。
That we may have his life, that we may stand before him.
让我们居然可以设立在神的面前成为君尊的祭司。
And we may stand before him and look as holy priesthood.
因为这是一件荣耀的事情。
This is something very glorious.
希伯来作者说这些人是世界不配有的。
And this is what the author of Hebrews says, that these people are the world is not worthy to have.
世界不配有我们。
The world is not worthy to have them.
我们里面的生命是尊贵的，是属天的。
Because our life is royal and is heavenly.
我们是属神的。
We belong to God.
我们被被召是为了侍奉他的。
We were saved, we were called to serve him.
我们在地上不过是客旅，是寄居的，暂时的。
We are but sojourners, pilgrims.
这是 temporal, 配拥有我们。
The world is not worthy to have us.
现在人就像是面对出埃及记，神看见他的百姓这样子被埃及奴隶了。
So dear brothers and sisters, when the Lord saw that his own people were suffering as slaves in Egypt.
心里面不甘心呐、
啊。As far as not willing.
一读出埃及记，一再充满着神从天上的呼声 ，Let my people go to serve me.
When you read through this book, you will hear this cry, God from heaven says, Let my people go that they may serve me.
让我的百姓，容我的百姓去。
Let my people go.
你们不可以辖制他。
You cannot hold them bondage.
神的儿女，你不应该被辖制。
The children of God, you are not to be held bondage.
这世界只是暂时的。
This world is temporal.
所有的财富、荣华富贵都是暂时的。
All the wealth of this world is but temporal.
跟那极重无比、永远的荣耀是不能比的。
Concerning that eternal glory cannot be compared.
跟我们得到的生命、尊贵的身份是不能比的。
Concerning this life that we have received, it cannot be compared.
因为怎么样，侍奉神是最荣耀的事情。
Dear brothers and sisters, to serve the Lord is a glorious thing.
不光只是看见我们被埃及的雇工辖制，神不甘心的。
Not only that God is unwilling that we would remain as slaves in Egypt.
神心疼我们的痛苦。
But God, is pained by our own sorrows.
神要把我们救出来。
So God wants to deliver us.
让我们真知道我们是属神的。
That we may truly know that we belong to Him.
每天这边到了新约，路加福音告诉我们。
So when we come to the New Testament, the book of Luke.
找到我们既然从仇敌的手中被救出来。
That we were snatched out of the hands of our enemies.
是叫我们可以终身坦然无惧地在他面前用圣洁公义来侍奉他。
The rest of our lives that we serve our God without condemnation.
当我们一辈子都死立在神的面前。
The rest of our lives that we may stand before our God.
希伯来书第九章也说到耶稣那个不杀死的他的血。
And Hebrews chapter 9 also talks about the blood of Christ.
不仅仅洗净我们。
Not only does it cleanse us.
洗净我们的心，除去我们的死刑。
Cleanses us of our dead works.
不仅仅我们的罪被洗掉了
but now we are our sins washed away.
我们身上的这些死亡的权势、死亡的行动和倾向、那个习惯都被除掉了。
The power of death and the actions that comes from death, they're all removed.
目的是什么？
What's the purpose?
我们一起来读最后那句话。
Let's read it together.
使你们侍奉那永生神。
That you may serve the living God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
侍奉
service
不仅仅是一个最高的一件事情
，It is not the most, it's the highest thing.
我们是在侍奉永生神
，But we are serving the living God.
侍奉
service
是一件终身的事情
，It's something that is for the rest of our lives.
神救我们。
God saved us.
他叫我们终身在他的面前。
But all the days of our lives, we will stand before Him.
因为我们软弱失败了
，So when we are weak and we're fallen,
不要以为神不要你。
Don't think that God don't care about you.
So what you're saying? 早已经付了。
The price has already been paid.
权柄早已经给了。
And the authority has already been given to you.
什么时候我们醒悟过来
？But whenever you wake up,
什么时候我们回转向神
？Whenever you turn to God,
我们所有真君尊祭司这尊贵的身份和地位仍然存在了。
Position of the royal priesthood still exists. So we stand as what we are called to stand to serve the living God. And the Gospel according to Matthew tells us. Matthew chapter 6 says that a person cannot have two masters. You cannot serve God and serve mammon.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
so dear brothers and sisters,
在这里我们看见几件事情
we see a couple of things here.
侍奉
and serving
是一个最高最崇高的侍奉
it is something that is the most highest
Because we're serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Eternal God.
이 땅 위상의 老板, 对不对?
We all have a boss here on earth.
孩子们，你也有老板，你的爸爸妈妈就是你老板。
And kids, you guys got a boss to your parents.
我们地上有老板。
We all have a boss.
但是地上没有一个老板比这上头万王之王。
And there's not a person that is can be compared with the king.
我们的侍奉是最高的，是最崇最崇高的侍奉。
Our service is of the most high.
第二件事情。
And secondly,
我们的侍奉必须是专一的侍奉。
Our service must be focus and of singularity.
不管你承认不承认
whether you acknowledge it or not,
不管你知道不知道
whether you know it or not,
我们都有自己的主人
we all have a master.
根据圣经来说，我们都在侍奉
and according to the scripture, we are all serving.
不是侍奉神
whether you are serving God,
也是侍奉马门
or you are serving mammon.
不是侍奉神
whether you are serving God,
就是你自己做主
or you are the master of the Lord.
都有主人
we all have a master.
都在侍奉
we are all serving.
圣经上告诉我们的侍奉必须是专一的侍奉
the scripture says that our service must
而第三个侍奉必须是以终身的。
And thirdly, the service is for the rest of our life.
不是在神家做点事叫侍奉。
It's not just, oh, you come to God's house and you do something that's service.
不是说你辞掉了工作，全时间侍奉叫侍奉。
It's not that you quit the job and come to full-time ministry. That is service.
不管男女老幼，不管贫贵尊贱，你都是侍奉神的人。
Regardless of your age, regardless of your position, we are all serving God.
我们都在侍奉他。
We're all serving Him.
也终身侍奉他。
All the days of our lives.
而且我们讲第四件事情。
And fourthly.
神所要的侍奉
The service that God wants
不光是高的侍奉
It's not something that is a very high standard
单一的侍奉
And it's not only that single
终身的侍奉
For the rest of your life
神要的侍奉是全家的侍奉
But God desires that the entire family will serve Him
因为家是神所设计的
Because family is something that God has designed
不光他设计而且是他建立的
Not only that He designed it, He established it
你发现圣经里面有这么多的教导，这么多的故事，都跟 family 跟家发生关系。
So many teachings, so many examples that has something to do with family.
你看我这里提到了几个诺亚方舟。
Again, I just listed a few Noah and his family and the ark.
这是他当然熟的。
Everybody's familiar with that story.
一家几口啊
？How many are in that family?
八口。
Eight.
你们年轻的现在孩子们，是不是让我们中文字，翻译怎么写
？All of you who's taken Chinese.Calligraphy, you know how to write the word boat in Chinese?
左边是舟是船，右边是八口。
On the left hand side is the character for boat. On the right hand side, this speaks of eight people.
一家八口在船里面。
A family of eight is on a boat.
但是呢，我们稍微想一下那些的情景。
So just imagine, take yourself back and think of it, and picture it.
整个天地。水降下来哈
The heaven and earth, the shower begins to pour.
几十天昼夜下雨
And for days on days, it rains day and night.
洪水，圣经上说天下的高山都被淹没了
And the flood begins to rise, and even the mountains are covered.
一天只有八个人
And that day, only eight people
在方舟里面
They were inside the ark. The entire family. The entire family is saved.
我不晓得你有没有想到那一天在他们之间的那个关系。
I don't know if you can picture the relationship that they have on that particular day.
眼中是把这整个家从审判里面救出。
At that particular day, God took this entire family and brought them out of judgment.
啊，在逾越节的时候。
On the day on the night of that.
一个家一个家一个家的经过。
And the destroyer was sent to go through one household after another.
但是这个家的门框上面、门楣上面没有抹上羔羊的血。
Every doorpost that has not been covered by the blood of the lamb.
吃的就进来其他房子。
The destroyer will enter in and slay the firstborn.
一看见这个家有血。
And when they see the blood upon the doorpost.
还有 Passover.
And the destroyer will pass over.
而他们吃羊羔，圣经上特别讲一家一只。
And the family, the scripture made it very clear that the entire family is to have one lamb.
而当他们在旷野里面是数点百姓的时候，是按照宗族和家来数点他们。
And when the Lord numbered his people in the wilderness, he numbered them according to their tribes, according to their families.
一个家一个家对着会幕安营。
And every family is set forth and positions according to the tabernacle.
约书亚的宣告，至于我和什么？
我家，
接下来我们要来讲。
And Joshua's proclamation concerning me and my house, we'll talk about that a little more later.
当俄比东家把约柜接到他家去的时候
，And Obadiah when he brought the ark into his family.
这地上说神的祝福临到他的全家。
The scripture says that the blessings of the Lord came upon the entire household.
整个家因着父亲做的这件事情，全家蒙福。
Our entire household was blessed because what the father had done.
那亚哈家正好相反。
And Ahaz was entirely the opposite.
圣经两次说到亚哈出卖了他自己。
And twice the scripture says Ahaz has sold himself.
他不光卖了他自己。
Not only has he sold himself,
他也卖了他的全家。
He sold his entire household.
整个家被神管教审判。
This whole family was judged and disciplined by God.
这边在十诫里面。
And the Ten Commandments.
哦，神说那些爱我的，那些恨我的，不遵守我诫命的，哦，这边神的审判，神的。
And the Lord says, those who depart from my laws, the judgment shall come upon the third and the fourth generation. And the Lord says, he will chase, he will discipline their children until the third and fourth generation. And those who love the Lord. And the Lord says that I will have mercy upon thousands of their generation. On the one hand, we personally need to be responsible with God. And on the other hand, we cannot deny that we are often influenced by our family background, our family roots. If our parents did not discipline us well, then we live very casual and very loose. And if our parents did not help us establish a good, healthy relationship with God, then we don't care about God. From both sides, we've got to look at it from a very balanced perspective. Obadiah loves God and he honors God, so he brought about a blessing to his own house. Ahaz has offended God. So for the third generation, the scriptures that I record. We also see a lot of teachings concerning family living in the New Testament. How between husband and wives, between parents and the children.
First
Timothy says that men ought to know how to take care of their own family.
他说：“人如果不看顾清楚，就是背了正道，比不信的人还不好。”
And those who do not care for their own family have forsaken the true word. They're worse than those non-believers.
如果不看顾自己的家人，更是这样。
And if they do not take care of their own family members, it's even far worse.
所以我们对自己的家人有绝对的责任。
So we have responsibility concerning members of our own family.
虽然这好像是肉身地上的关系。
Although yes, it's earthly relationships.
但是是神主权所安排的，我们绝对有责任。
But in God's sovereignty, He has ordained, He has set forth to it, and we are responsible for it.
但是路加十六章告诉我们，保罗、希拉在那里监狱里面
And Acts chapter 16, when Paul and Silas when they were suffering in the jail, and the Lord released them. And the jailer went and received Paul and Silas to his own house. And you discover that this one act, salvation came to the entire household. That particular evening, the jailer and his entire family were baptized in the name of Christ. And Paul also says, if you believe on the Lord Jesus, you and your entire family will be saved. And you cannot minimize all your reactions and your acts towards God. Because oftentimes it brings about a great blessing for your family. But 1 Timothy chapter 3 talks about regardless whether you are overseers or you are deacons. Paul says very clearly, you got to be able to administer your house well.
If
yourself.
If you cannot rule over your house well, how can you rule over God's house?
弟兄姊妹家,
so this family, and for the rest of our lives, the boundary is an environment that we live in the most in our lives.
我们真正离开家的时间，其实也许是读书、去读大学，或是出来。 但是单独一下,
and the time that we really are physically separated from our families, perhaps when we go off to school, but we were never really separated from the relationship with this family.
And
one day your wings would take flight and you start your own family.
And
the boundaries and the times that we spend in our lives is often with our family. And this, the relationship that we have with our family members is also the most important.
不管骨肉之亲，手足之情，都是来形容家人关系是这么亲密。And
a lot of terminologies in Chinese that describes how tight and how close family members are to be.
骨头跟肉，骨头
and blood.
手跟足。And
your hand and your feet.
手跟足不光是因为他们距离近，而是里面run by the same line。And
they're of the same body, the distance very close, they're run by the same line.
根本就是同一个生命。So
the same exact
line。因为什么？我们要知道家是非常重要的。So
we ought to know family is very important.
但是我们现在要提醒大家一件事。But
I want to remind everyone one thing.
家虽然重要，family
is important.
但是不是以神为中心的任何的生活方式。But
if our family, our lifestyle is not centered around God. Any other lifestyle.
不管是个人,
whether personally,
不管是家庭的生活,
or your family life,
不管是教会或团体的生活,
or our fellowship or our church life,
凡是不是以神为中心的生活,
and any kind of lifestyle that is not centered around God,
你就不可能得到神的最好,
you will not get God's very best.
现在很多人也讲家庭生活的重要,
a lot of people talk about the importance of having a family
life.
A lot of people who do not believe in Jesus, they also have teachings and lessons.
也有很多人还是parent的讲座,
and their classes concerning parenting. The brothers are God's command for families.
Not
only should we pay attention to the family and enjoy the family, but ultimately that this family would belong to God and to serve God. So if we just simply have a very good family, good house, and we think that all our life is pretty good,
all
it has nothing to do with God. But then our joy is just but this life. And not to say that true joy is not really possible. So we get to have a good house, a good family. And we need to establish and build a family that is for God. A family that truly serves God. And we
want to
come and take a look at God's commands for blessing in the family. I only mentioned three things.
第一件事情,
the very first one.
他说神所命定的要收, 让我们在家里面能够蒙爱、蒙恩、蒙福。And
the family is a determined place for love and grace and blessings by God.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。